T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A pleasure to have on our show right now the author of that column, Jimmy Kemski. Hi, Jimmy.
Thank you, Angelo. Much appreciated. How are you?
All right, let's start with this. I know that the writer doesn't write the headline, but the headline on your column is Growing Pains. Is that what we witnessed yesterday with this new staff and this young team?
I hadn't even seen that. I guess that's on the website version.
Yes, exactly. What do you think?
So, like, I think this team is actually, you know, actually significantly better than I thought they were going to be like a month or two ago. So, you know, you're encouraged by what they did week one. And I think some of the things they did in this game were encouraging, but obviously they let it slip away by not, you know, making the most of several different opportunities that they had to kind of put this game away, in my opinion, in the first half.
Well, George Kittle made it real clear that the sequence that changed the mindset of the Niners happened after the 91-yard pass,
sure,
after the long drive down there, the Eagles couldn't get in, got no points out of it, and then the Niners came right down and went to the half with a lead. So I just want to ask you, we'll go back. I asked this a couple of different ways this morning when Nick was on. Nick Sirianni was at the 1-yard line first and goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know why he didn't quarterback sneak. Now, he said he only likes the sneak when it's half a yard. What's your response to that?
Well, you, sir, great minds think alike, because I asked him the same question, the first question during his post-game press conference.
Did that help you at all? Because it didn't help me.
So, I think the answer that I heard the clip of his answer to you on the show, and I think it's the right answer, and that he's going to look at it, and if, you know, he finds that it's probably, you know, it's a higher percentage going for QB sneaks until you get in, then they'll look into it and they'll do it. I think that, you know, you get first and goal from the one, and his other answer was that, and he answered this way in the post-game press conference and also to you, where he said it's a full yard from the 1 yard line when you get pass interference in the end zone like they did. Whereas later in the game, it was only like 6 inches away from the goal line. So he felt more comfortable doing a QB sneak in that situation than he did from a full yard out. But when you have a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, like, that guy can squat 600 pounds.
He's pretty strong.
He's going to get in eventually on QB sneaks if you have 4 cracks at it. I don't think it would take that many. But, I think it's one of the most underutilized and also very effective plays in football as a QB sneak.
Let the record show the Niners did it 4 times yesterday. They attempted it 4 times, were successful all 4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should say
something. Sorry, one thing to add on that, too. Like, you look at the history of the Eagles quarterback sneaks, like under Doug Peterson with Carson Wentz, also phenomenal in that regard. You know, like, so I guess the one difference is that, you know, Brandon Brooks got hurt at one point during the game. And he was definitely out of the game during that sequence. So maybe there's an argument that you didn't want to do it because you have Landon Dickerson in there instead. But I really don't buy that. I think you're going to get in eventually.
Yep. All right. Next thing. And you did use this term, and I kind of rephrased it when I was talking to Nick today. His fourth down selection, Jimmy,
yeah,
to go with a variation on the Philly special.
Yeah.
Is he pandering to the crowd in that moment?
It's a good question. Like, because, you know, we've seen him in press conferences with the Phillies apparel, and he had the Jalen Hurts shirt, and he had the Allen Iverson shirt on pregame. And he's doing all these things to, you know, sort of – kind of connect with the city in a way, which I think is good. Like, I think it's good that, you know, Bryce Harper has kind of sort of become a master at that too. So, you know, I get it. It's fine. Like, it kind of builds, you know, sort of a bond with the fan base and that kind of thing. But I do kind of have to wonder, of all the plays that you could run, different trick plays you could run, you run the Philly special, like the most famous play, obviously, in Philadelphia history. Maybe the pandering went a little too far there.
Yeah, and I, Greg Ward might have tipped it off when he showed up on the field.
Yes.
We're just saying. Right, anyway, right. Let me get to Rager. This next section is people that played dumbly yesterday. Jalen okay. Rager has been a wide receiver his whole life, Jimmy. How does he not know to build in enough room so if he gets bumped, he stays in bounds? I don't understand it.
It wasn't a good route. And then also, it, later in the game, I think it was like a 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
He ran an out route.
Oh.
And it was a terrible route. And I don't know if the timing was off or it was a bad throw anyway, but the route was just, it was just a very bad route. And, you know, the play that you're referring to, obviously, was the touchdown that came off the board because he stepped out of bounds before he caught it. And, it was to the wide side of the field, and he's got to give himself more area on that side of the field in case, you know, the quarterbacks are going to sort of, it's called look and lean. Like, they'll look back to the ball, and they'll kind of lean on the receiver and try to, you know, force him off of his track. And if you're that close to the sideline, you know, that kind of thing's going to happen. So, not a great route by him there. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good job that he was able to actually get to the football and make the catch. But there are some frustrating moments with him. I kind of liken him in some ways to a friend of mine, actually, compared him a little bit to Nelson Aguilar. Not because, like, he dropped passes or anything like that.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not a good comparison at all. That's like, oh. All right, let me get to the one other thing before I get to the other dumb play. Jimmy, you got a Niner team missing their best cover people. You threw 7 deep balls, but very little in the middle, the intermediate routes. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they were, like you said, they were missing both of their starting cornerbacks, and they were starting a cooked Josh Norman and a 5th-round rookie. So, yeah, I mean, it made sense to attack those guys with your wide receivers, and they did connect on a couple of the, you know, the deep balls down the field, obviously, to Watkins and the Rager one that came off the board. But, I think Jalen Hurts is a player who, you know, he's smart. He's going to make plays with his legs. I think he relied on that a little bit too much in this game. And as you mentioned, the intermediate part to the field is not a strength of his right now. The consistent accuracy to that area of the field isn't a strength. And not only isn't a strength, but I think he sort of avoids those throws too, which I think we saw yesterday. It was either way down the field or it was short, and there wasn't much in between. And that's sort of like where the great quarterbacks in the NFL sort of make their living.
Yeah.
You know, in those intermediate areas of the field. So that's definitely an area that he's got to, you know, kind of continue to improve.
All right. Can you help? I know there's no actual cure for stupidity. What in God's name was Derek Barnett doing on that personal foul? What was that, Jimmy? I don't get it. This guy's done this a lot in his career.
Yeah, it's been a continuing trend with him. He hasn't sort of learned his lesson from all these dumb plays that he makes, and that was definitely a dumb one. It took a while for Fox to show the replay of that, but very clearly you know, the penalty is actually unnecessary roughness, and it couldn't have been more well described on that play by Barnett. He just continues to make dumb plays. I agree.
Oh, and finally, I just want to take your temperature on this with Jimmy. Carson Wentz is 0-2. Should that bring us joy?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you're there's two different ways to view Carson Wentz. One is you're a fan. And you just, like, you're just a fan of football, and you just enjoy, like, keeping tabs on players that have played in Philly and now are elsewhere. But then also it matters for the Eagles draft pick in 2022. So, you know, obviously the Eagles own the Colts' 2nd-round pick, can be a first if you play 75% of the snaps, blah, 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 blah. He did get hurt, so that's not great. Like, you want Carson Wentz to stay upright this season, and he did roll his ankle. He left the game in the 4th quarter, didn't return, so we'll see if he's, you know, good to go week 3 or not. I imagine that if he's even close to being able to go, he's got to play because they're playing the Titans week 3, which is their, you know, their biggest threat to, you know, winning the AFC south.
Wow.
So I imagine he's going to play if he's able to play at all. But so far, so good on the snap count front. He played every snap in week one, and he only missed like five snaps in this last game. But they're 0-2, and they have not looked good. And I watched Carson's first game. I didn't watch the second game yet. And he was basically the same exact player, in my opinion, that he was last year.
Isn't that nice to know? Jimmy, oh, I'm so dying to get that first-round pick so Howie can get me another Andre Dillard. Jimmy, you're the best, man. Philly voice, read him, especially after games. Thank you, Jimmy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.